Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever your insurance need may be, bundles, they'll take care of it. Great people who are great professionals. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Play-by-play call of the day. This point in history with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
Holes in the gun. Clement to his right. Now lines up behind Foles. Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick
and
Foles.
And it's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Philly special in U.S. Bank Stadium when they beat the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. As we do our play-by-play call today of great moments in sports. One of the absolute best in the business because of great work proven over a long period of time is Sal Palantonio from ESPN. First time we've had the privilege of having him. Sal, welcome. Thanks so much for your time.
I hope it's not the last time.
I hope it's not the last time either, my friend. I hope it's not. All right, so let's get to it because right out of the gate, they approved the CBA by a narrow margin, 60 votes, and 500 didn't vote. What were your thoughts on the approval of the CBA, and what reaction have you had from others about it?
I didn't think it would be that close, Steve. I really didn't. I thought the numbers of middle-class players favored a landslide because the money is just too good, especially in this kind of political and economic environment. That's why you see them going through with free agency, right, Steve? Because even though you're getting a lot of pushback or some anonymous pushback from NFL GMs or NFL presidents and owners through some reporters, what I'm hearing from players is, listen, we passed the CBA. It's got hundreds of millions of dollars in new money. And we want to secure our future and our family's futures, just like everybody else in this world at this time. So this is hard fought by us. We won these opportunities, and we want to take advantage of them. So to me, you know, the players have a pretty good point.
There's also another point, too, is I think that as much as there are so many important critical issues we need to talk about, a distraction for the fan does not hurt, does it?
Oh, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I think people right now are not too distracted from the news of the day, which is to take care of themselves and their family.
Sure.
And their loved ones and their friends. So I don't think that free agency is going to distract anybody. I think people are looking for normalcy wherever they can get it. I'm not sure it's from the NFL at this stage, but at some point that may be true.
All right, so let's talk about the Ryan Tannehill deal because that was one of the ones announced out of the gate. Obviously, the domino deals with, many thought, the possibility of among those teams that might look at a Tom Brady. What did you think of the Tannehill deal, Sal?
Well, I really liked Ryan Tannehill's performance last year. As you know, I'm the longtime host of the NFL Matchup Show. We tape it at NFL Films with the great Craig Cosell. And Matt Bowen are my partners, and they are analysts, and they do a tremendous job, especially Greg, looking at quarterbacks. And we looked at every one of Ryan Tannehill's offensive plays last year, and, you know, he was darn near flawless, leading the league in quarterback rating through most of the season. And Mike Vrabel is a smart, young head coach who understands that if you can run the football, your quarterback's going to look pretty good. and they've got a couple of good young wide receivers, and they played smart football, except for the second half against the Kansas City Chiefs. I covered that game. But for one drive at the end of the second quarter, where Patrick Mahomes basically moonwalked into the end zone, the Titans may come out of there with a win and be in the Super Bowl. So I thought that's the going rate for quarterbacks. He's young, and I think it was smart of them to lock him up.
Sal, the other end of the spectrum, not young, but obviously incredibly successful, is Tom Brady. What are the current options there?
I think it's going to be Tampa or New England. I don't think there's another legitimate horse in the race, Steve. I really don't. Listen, the Patriots could have him for a two-year deal guaranteeing him $70 million. I don't think the Patriots want to do that. I think the Bucks are prepared to do that. You know, the great philosopher Vito Mario Palantonio, my dad, used to say at the kitchen table, "Son, the answer to all of your questions is money." Now, that, of course, is the cynical view of the greatest generation, but it's true in many cases, and especially when it comes to NFL contracts.
Yeah, I know Dick Girardi and I talk all the time. We always talk about, well, one of the keys is paper. So
yeah,
we understand. We understand where your dad's coming from.
Is, to all of your questions is money.
That's right. Well, I was in Indianapolis last week, albeit briefly, for the Big Ten tournament, and I know some of the talk around there was about Phillip Rivers when I was there. Is that a legitimate stopping point for him, or are there other options?
I think it's legitimate. You know, he has a relationship with Frank Reich. I think the culture in a win-now mood, as everybody is. Listen, look at the NFC versus the AFC. Let's go back to the Brady point for a second, Steve. If you're Tom Brady, do you want to have to go through Patrick Mahomes? Do you want to have to face Bill Belichick before you get back to the Super Bowl?
Right.
So I think the Bucs are a really great option. Drew Brees is probably in his last year.
Right.
The Panthers are turning over. Brady can beat the Falcons in his sleep. He proved that. He proved he can beat the Falcons, spotting them a 28-3 lead. So I think he likes the fact of going to a new conference, battling a different set of challenges. He can win that division, and he doesn't have to go through Mahomes or Belichick to get to the Super Bowl.
And Godwin and Evans end up being a pretty good 1-2 punch for him as wide receivers.
Exactly. So now if you're the rest of the AFC and Brady is out of the equation, man, oh, man, if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you're coming back from elbow surgery, you're thinking to yourself, Brady's gone. You know, now all I have to do is beat Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a different set. The other thing, too, is, and you asked about Tannehill at the beginning, and I know you watched the matchup show because I know you're a big fan of real football.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is this. We're playing option football now in the NFL.
Right.
That was proven during the playoffs. That was proven in the Super Bowl. The drop back play action pass football of Jimmy Garoppolo lost to the option football of Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
That Tannehill can move. Lamar Jackson can move. Can't throw like Tannehill or Mahomes, but he can move. And you got to have somebody who can move. That's why you see Cliff Kingsbury going out and getting DeAndre Hopkins.
Which is going
now
to be my next
Kyler
question.
Murray, and he can move all over the place. That's going to get Hopkins all open more.
I realize, as somebody who was around Bill O'Brien for 2 years, when he was here at Penn State. So I know if somebody's not on the same page with Bill, he's not enamored with that.
No, he doesn't suffer fools gladly.
Right, exactly. And Hopkins obviously was trending in that direction. But this is also the third running back they've traded for in 8 months on that team. So what was your thought on the Hopkins move and then what Houston got in return, because they also swapped fourth-round picks.
I was blown away, Steve.
Yep,
I mean,
me too.
DeAndre Hopkins is at least one first-rounder. Maybe two, don't you think?
I would think so, yes. Yeah, I mean, yearly, what do you have, 150 catches? Yeah.
All-pro wide receiver. I don't get it.
What does this do now for Deshaun Watson? We talk about option football. Now, he's not built like Lamar Jackson, but you and I both know he can move, and obviously Murray can move. What does this do for a guy like Deshaun Watson, and how much more is that put on his shoulders not having that kind of guy out there that is among the top five in the league?
Yeah, I don't understand. It was, look for him early and often in the game. I just don't understand it. It's always painfully apparent that the head coach cannot also be the head offensive guru and the GM calling all the shots. We saw it with Holmgren in Seattle. We saw it with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. It's just a bad move. You got to have checks and balances in any operation. I don't care if it's military or corporate or government. You have one guy dictating all of the moves, and he doesn't have somebody to whisper in his ear and say, hey, I would take a step back and look at this. It can get really dicey really quick.
Because you're also talking about a running back in David Johnson, who in 2016 was terrific. As I said, in 2016, he was really terrific, which to me makes this deal even more baffling. I know they get a second rounder out of it, but I mean, this is even more baffling just because of who they acquired.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pretty interesting time, and this makes things baffling, I think, this particular move. I'm really interested to see if Brady's going to go for the money or if he's going to go for the history of returning to the Pats. And I'm really interested to see how the Pats structure the deal, because the Patriots are not giving him 2 years, 70 guaranteed over two.
No,
they're not.
I don't think so.
I think they might defer some of the money.
Yeah.
But then there's also the thing of, we just don't know what honestly is in the heart. I don't. Anybody who pretends to say they do is lying to you. They don't really know what's in the heart of Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. Do they really want to move on from one another and try to win a Super Bowl without the other one?
Well, part of that is, Sal, the fact that despite the fact that two of them have been in the spotlight for a long time, how well do we really know them? They don't really open up about who they are.
Hey, man. If Lennon and McCartney could break up, Brady and Belichick can break up.
That's true. And you and I would know about Lennon and McCartney breaking up. So we could do that. See, I keep looking at the Tampa Bay thing, and I see a young... Now, obviously, two of these guys are Penn State guys, but I see a young, talented tackle in Donovan Smith that can help you out, and I see Godwin, whom I watch catch everything for 3 years here at Penn State, and I see Evans, and you're right about the clear path. That division is a clear path to getting to where you want to go.
Yeah. I think they are. 49ers just traded DeForest Buckner to the Colts for a first-round pick.
Wow.
So talk about a team that's in a win-now mode. The Colts clearly are in a win-now mode. Now you sign Philip Rivers, and you got DeForest Buckner.
Well, that
and
changes.
All of a sudden, Houston is without their top pass catcher. The Colts may have just opened up a clear path to winning that division.
Yeah. I have to ask you about the Dak Prescott situation. Where does that stand right now?
I don't really have a good handle on it, honestly. I'd be sort of skirting around the facts. I just know what I see, and that is this. The team is Ezekiel Elliott. When they fail to give him the ball, Dak Prescott's not that good.
Right.
And that is the bottom line. he can't carry the team the way it's currently constituted. It's a run-first offense, and they only try to pass first when they're dumb.
Yeah,
and they've been
simple
dumb.
As that.
If they had run a run-first offense against the Eagles at the end of the year when they came into Philly, they would have won the game.
The Eagles wouldn't have won the division. Agreed. And yeah. The other part, too, is that it's not just run first with Elliott, but Elliott is, and he was like this at Ohio State, too. He was a good receiver out of the backfield, which you and I both now are essentially running plays anyway, just puts him in the open field. And he really is, you know, you can talk about Cooper all you want, Prescott all you want. He is the centerpiece for what they do.
Chicago Bears are reaching out to the Jaguars about trading for Nick Foles.
Interesting. Wow. I wonder what they would give up to get him. And then what does that mean for Trubisky as to whether they'd cut him loose?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for... thanks for teasing Philly Special. As you know, that's the name of my book.
That's exactly right. Hey, can I just very quickly on that, how long did it take for you to do something like that? And how rewarding was it?
Well, it was fabulously really rewarding because Eagles fans and football fans embraced the book in record numbers.
Yep.
Philly Special, the inside story of how the Eagles won their first championship. It was the number one football book in America in 2018. Yeah. And, you know, it really is resonating. Came out in paperback recently with a new afterword and new photographs. It was the number one sports audio book in the country last year. So it was, you know, Eagles fans are great. Football fans are great. Thank you very much for supporting the book and mentioning the book.
My pleasure.
Tremendous support from the Philadelphia Eagles organization, Doug Peterson.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I can't thank the fans in Philadelphia and the Eagles organization enough for allowing me to write that book. It's a 25-year odyssey for me, covering the team for 25 years. So yeah. I'm humbled by it. I'm grateful for it. I've been blessed.
Well, we were fortunate to have you on the show today, and we can't wait to have you back on the show. How about that?
All right, yeah. You know, email me anytime. I'd be glad to join you.
Love to. Thanks so much, Sal. Appreciate you very much.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sal Palantonio joining us, the great one from ESPN. A lot of breaking news happening during the course of the interview, too. That's why he was kind of looking down and saying, okay, this happened.
Oh, I love it. That's why Sal Pal's the best.
Yeah, tremendous. All right, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Scott Paff, CEO of Milton Savings Bank in Milton. While other banks come and go or change their names and lose their community focus, we've remained in Milton serving the needs of our community, as well as Northumberland, Union, and other surrounding counties, all while making decisions right here locally. With 100 years of focusing on residential mortgage lending, we offer purchase money, construction, and home equity loans, as well as personal loans for your other borrowing needs. At Milton Savings Bank, we offer checking, savings, and money market accounts, as well as Christmas and vacation clubs, online and mobile banking, and IRAs. We also offer business checking accounts with no minimum balance and no fees. We're excited to announce our 100th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming details. Thank you for supporting Milton's only hometown bank. Not a customer? See what you're missing. Stop in at 80 Broadway, Milton, or call us at 570-742-8541. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I can't believe the tulips are already pushing up through.
I know. It seems like it happens earlier and earlier every year. I guess that means I better get on this yard. It's a hot mess.
Not me, ladies. I've got iced tea.
Hi, Bear.
A little trimming, weeding, and edging can go a long way to getting things looking good again.
Not sure where to even start. Everything has grown so much with all the rain.
First, get yourself a hedge trimmer or a pruner, an edger, and get that front porch view back again.
Sounds good, Bear. So come over with your trimmer or, what was it? An edger?
I head over to Bear Rental for all the tools for spring cleanup.
Bear Rental?
Yep. Everything you need but the iced tea.
Home or commercial projects, Bear Rental, a division of Zartman Construction, has the tools you need. Why buy a tool for just one job when you can rent it? Save maintenance costs and space in the garage. Bear Rental, Route 11 between Norrie and Danville on Point Township Drive. Call 570-701-1525. Go to bear-rental.com and like Bear on Facebook.
Problem solved with Bear.
It may be winter, but the folks at Susquehanna Life magazine are hard at work on the spring 2020 issue. And right now, there's a special buy one, get one free subscription offer.
Hi, this is Erica Shames, founder and publisher of Susquehanna Life magazine. We're excited to start our 27th year publishing Susquehanna Life, and we want everyone listening to feel the excitement too. Now is the time to order your new subscription. Call 1-800-232-1670. Order a new subscription to Susquehanna Life and get a free gift subscription. Inside each issue of Susquehanna Life, you'll find gorgeous color photography and award-winning articles. The most frequent compliment we hear, I've lived here all my life and I never knew that until I read it in Susquehanna Life magazine.
Don't delay. This buy one, get one free offer is only good for a limited time. Call 1-800-232-1670 right now. Order your new Susquehanna Life subscription and you'll get a free one. Call now.
To stay safe on the road, here are smart driving tips for smart drivers.
In 2018, 51% of all people who die in crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. 3 out of 4 crashes occur within 25 miles of home. Wearing your seatbelt increases your chance of surviving a crash by 60%. There's no excuse not to wear a seatbelt. Parents, set the example. Remember, us kids are watching.
Proud supporters of Susquehanna Smart Drive, Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. And Matt, you can go through what the governor announced about 2 weeks for non-essential businesses.
That is correct. And so, yeah, and also the PLCB just announced closure of all fine wine and spirit stores across the state as well. Mm-hmm. So that just came down now too.
Okay. So this is all in a 2-week increment, which would bring us to March the 30th. Now, there are several essential businesses that remain open, like grocery stores.
And gas stations.
Gas stations, grocery stores.
Those are the number two things that will stay open.
Right. But also what drug stores, correct?
Yes, drug stores, pharmacies, they will stay open too.
Yep.
Everything goes into effect at midnight tonight.
All right. Great to have you with us today. Neil Coulong. Steelers, by the way, releasing Anthony Ciccolo, releasing Mark Barron, and Foster retired. The Steelers usually are not what you'd call ultra active in free agency. We'll get a read from him on that tomorrow. Neil Riddell. We'll talk about local sports, Penn State sports, and then also how the newspaper's reacting, the Altoona Mirror. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have done a great job over the years with their customers of making sure they get the right insurance, the best price, updates whenever needed, auto, home, life, business, whatever it may be, bundles. In fact, now might be a really good time to sit back and really look at your insurance just to make sure you are exactly where you need to be. And Purdy Insurance can do that. Great professionals who are even better people. That's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, so let's see. A lot going on in the NFL today. No Tom Brady news, but as Sal Palantonio broke it down, it appears to be either Tampa Bay or New England. He's talking about the $35 million a year deal he could get 2 years. But we also talked about, now if you look at the AFC East, you do have clear path. It's been proven over and over again by the Patriots, you can get clear path. No getting around that. But when you look at the Tampa Bay situation, young left tackle and Donovan Smith has been playing well for them. Happy for him because obviously Donovan was here. Chris Godwin has turned into a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Evans is just a fabulous target. To be honest with you, the wide receivers with Tampa Bay are better than the New England wide receivers. And then there's the clear path. New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta. The path could be wide, wide open. So there's a lot to think about there. He talked about Ryan Tannehill. The show he's on with Greg Cosell. Were they really, I mean, if you're really serious about football, I mean, and not about the fluff of football, the serious, if you're serious about the NFL, you watch that show. He and Greg Cosell, and Greg Cosell's been a guest on this show before, are just fabulous. Fabulous. So, and then, of course, now the Buckner trade to Indianapolis for a one. So, does this then open the door for also Phillip Rivers? And does it look like the Colts are going for it? When I was in Indianapolis last week, that was the complaint. They didn't feel like the Colts were going for it.
Well, I think they are now.
Yeah, they are now. Well, just because they thought that last week doesn't mean it's happening, you know. Like I said, I'm telling you what they were saying last week when I was in town.
And that's a huge get, Steve, for them, because you already have a good interior defensive line led by Marcus Hunt, a good one of the most underrated run stuffers last year in the league. Now you add an outside pass rusher like Buckner, and that's going to be a really ferocious defensive line next year for Indy.
You need to have a quarterback run it. Now, on the opposite side, to make it pay off. You need to have it pay off.
Now, the one thing with the Colts, though, they haven't been able to stay healthy, especially T.Y. Hilton, who would be pretty dangerous with someone like a Phillip Rivers should the Colts go after him.
Yeah.
And running back's been kind of up and down for them. So I would think that's something that they would may want to attack in the draft.
Yeah, it's been up and down. Really, since they lost Edgerrin James. Yeah, Gore did a good job for a period of time.
in the latter stages of his career. But, yeah. That's, yeah. And now there's a lot of talk that Stephon Diggs might get moved by the Vikings.
Well, he put out that tweet saying it's time for a new beginning.
Yeah. And today they extended Kirk Cousins 2 years. Now, for the 49ers, let's talk about the Buckner deal for a moment. The 49ers, they get the 13th overall pick in the draft. Now, they just approved a long-term extension with Eric Armstead earlier in the day. They already have Nick Bosa, D. Ford. So now the 49ers hold the 13 and 31 picks in the draft. Indianapolis will not pick until 34. Indianapolis, by the way, entered the day with the third most cap space, $70.1 million, behind only the Bills and the Dolphins. And then there's the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I have no words. I'd have to be there with Bill O'Brien to know what the full extent of why he wanted to make the move.
Yeah, this is definitely stunning to me, Steve. I mean, as we talked about before, running back's been a problem, nothing but a carousel for Houston. Now you're trying to get another one in who, yeah, has been great in years past, but let's face it, he hasn't been able to stay on the field. So you're putting yourself, to me, in that exact same situation, and you just gave up your top offensive playmaker other than Deshaun Watson. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it, to be honest with you, because if you're fully committed, and obviously they are to Deshaun Watson, you can tell they're completely committed to him. Isn't that, in the world of football, one of the greatest tools in the toolbox to have DeAndre Hopkins? I mean, how many times have you ever seen him mention it? How many times have you ever seen him drop a ball?
He made a couple of big catches in Houston's playoff win, in the ugly playoff win against Buffalo.
Yeah, when they needed him, he bailed them out.
Now, I will say, Steve, looking at the side from Arizona's perspective, sure, this may open things up with Kyler Murray and or Hopkins, but from an overall team standpoint, to me, they have a lot of work to do still. They still have a terrible offensive line, a ton of holes on defense. So in terms of next year, this may not make them a whole lot better, but if they can continue to add pieces, then I can see this opening up right now. But if it's just them, just those two, I don't see it coming to fruition as much as Cardinals fans may think now.
Well, keeping David Johnson wasn't going to help me either, so that doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have still have done the deal, no question.
I mean, David Johnson has not been healthy since 2016.
Yeah, in the draft, Arizona needs to definitely address the offensive line first and foremost, but running back too. And also, they still need another receiver because Larry Fitzgerald, let's face it, he's a great receiver, first ballot Hall of Famer, if you ask me, but he's not the same. You need a tight end. You need other weapons besides Hopkins for Murray. But above all, you need to address that offensive line.
Oh, and they can do that themselves in the draft. I mean, they can start that. I mean, but you've got a quarterback that can move, and because he can move, you can then make plays to Hopkins downfield. It really does open up that door. I mean, Arizona just became a lot better just by acquiring him. And they didn't give up anything to get him. I mean, David Johnson's not a big get. Not in the least. If this was 2016, he'd be a huge get.
The draft picks are what are astounding to me. I mean, second in, you swap fourth-round picks.
I don't get it.
I look now, Steve, across the league, and I'm looking at Howie Roseman for the Eagles, who also, and any other team that desperately needs a receiver, but just to make this as an Eagles case here, this helps you in a way, yes, but at the same time, how weren't you able to figure something a deal like that out either? Like, there's some splaining to do there. But now that a guy like maybe Stephon Diggs could be out on the trade market, plus you have all the other free agents that are out there, like a Robbie Anderson from the Jets, then all of a sudden you got some leverage of saying, hey, this is what the Hopkins deal was. This is what maybe I'm going to offer now for Diggs in case of a trade. But if you're Howie Roseman and anybody else, any other team that's receiver needy, you got to do that now.
Well, obviously what you're going to get is a wide open, I mean, you're looking at today. Today is a wide open day, right? It's a wide open day. You can see people are willing to make moves. And I'll freely admit, now they still have Will Fuller, I understand that. But who else do you have? I don't know. Now, we all know that DeAndre Hopkins was not seeing eye to eye with the organization on a couple of things. Okay, how about that? Fair enough. And that's not how Bill O'Brien operates. He doesn't operate that way. I can tell you that firsthand. By the way, did you see that Peyton Ramsey left Indiana to be Northwestern's quarterback?
Ooh.
See that? Oh, I didn't tell you this story, did I? I never got a chance to tell you this story. I'm in the hotel a week ago Friday at Northwestern. And Penn State's going to play Northwestern in basketball the next day. So I'm in the lobby waiting to get in the elevator. I just checked in. And there's this family and a kid, young man, standing right next to me. And he had a TaxSlayer Bowl tag on the back. Now, as somebody who also has a TaxSlayer bag tag somewhere here in the office, it's in a drawer, I think, somewhere, it looked very familiar. So I said, TaxSlayer Bowl. I said, you play in it? He goes, yeah. He says, yeah. I said, I broadcast that game once a few years ago. I said, who'd you play for? He says, Indiana. I looked at him. I said, you're Peyton Ramsey, aren't you? He says, yeah. And I told him who I was and what I did. He goes, oh, do you know Don Fisher? I said, yeah, I know Don Fisher really well. He's Indiana's play-by-play guy. And his parents were there. I said, oh, yeah, no. I said, we know all about it. I said, you know, I know about your brothers and how, you know, you have one brother named Drew and you're Peyton. And right? And the mother looks, and his mom looks over at me and she says, guilty as charged. And I looked at her because all three are related names are to quarterbacks. He's named after Peyton Manning. And I said, no, you got to be kidding me. I said, I think that's really cool. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I think you're a heck of a college quarterback. And I do. I wasn't joshing him. I think Peyton Ramsey is a really good college quarterback. And I then told him, I said, look, if it wasn't for you, Indiana wouldn't even have been in the Gator Bowl against Tennessee. He wouldn't even have been in it. He's the only one that kept them in the game, which he appreciated very much. And so then I talked, I said, so you're here. I said, I know you're transferring. I said, is this one of the areas that you're looking to transfer to? He says, I'm hoping. So actually, I did. I knew about this story pretty much. I even mentioned to Dave Ennett, Northwestern's play-by-play guy. I says, yeah. So I talked to Peyton Ramsey in the hotel lobby. He goes, oh, he's here? I says, so I know they want to talk to him. I said, well, he wants to talk to you. I know that. So he ended up going to Northwestern. That's a good get for them. They're going to play Penn State. That's the fourth game of the season. It'll be the Penn State's Big Ten opener in September here. It's actually going to be the second Big Ten game that Northwestern plays because they're going to play the opening game of the season against Michigan State. And I'm sure he'll be in the thick of the quarterback mix there at Northwestern. Nice young man. Very nice. I hope he does very well, except for one Saturday. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Yeah, there we are.
All right. Couple things here. It's a fake account. There was a certain report out there that Jadeveon Clowney was signing with the Giants. He has not signed with the Giants. Okay. So let's start with that. But I will say this, it's a very interesting time for the Giants, and here's the reason why. And it's not the reason that you might think. You know, at times I have a tendency on this show to think a little bit about the business side of it. Guess what's 11 years old this year? MetLife Stadium. How long are luxury suites available? 10-year deals. Some 5-year deals. This is the 11th year. You sort of need renewals, especially with the way things are at this hour. Just something to think about. You didn't think about that, did you, Matt? I told you it was something you didn't think of.
I didn't, and I was there at MetLife for its first year for Giants-Eagles for the DeSean Jackson puppet term, Miracle at the Meadowlands 2.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Let me give you something else that is interesting. And I don't know what it means, but I just find it interesting. And yeah, you probably haven't read about this. As we all know, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive. When that happened, that's where sports went, okay, here's the line, and the line was right there, okay? And then Donovan Mitchell, it was announced that he too tested positive for the Jazz. Which then reinforced what happened with Rudy Gobert and also reinforced the cancellation of sports or the postponement of sports. Okay? There are 60 people in the Jazz travel party. Do you know how many others tested positive out of the 60? Besides Gobert and Mitchell? The other 58? None. The other 58 tested negative. The Toronto Raptors played the Utah Jazz. You know how many members of the Toronto Raptors tested positive? None. They played the Detroit Pistons. One tested positive, that is Christian Wood. So you're talking of, and again, it's a small sample size, and it may mean nothing. But to me, it does show that maybe there's some hope out there. We'll see. We'll see. But if you're talking about between 150 and 180 people, and three unfortunately tested positive, All the other ones tested negative. Have you heard anything about the Knicks? The Knicks played them. Oklahoma City? You haven't heard a single word about that. The only athletes in this country that have tested positive have been Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, the Cleveland State women's basketball coach, an unnamed player for Seattle in the XFL, but Seattle's been the epicenter of this for a long time. I mean, more than half the deaths in this country have been in Washington State, unfortunately. And the only other one is a minor leaguer in the Yankee system that had no contact with the major league camp. But I just found it interesting. I haven't heard really anybody talk about it, but with the Utah Jazz, a traveling party of 60, obviously we know about Rudy Gobert. We know, obviously, about Donovan Mitchell, who says, by the way, he did mention he feels pretty good. The other 58 tested negative. And so did the Toronto Raptors, and then Christian Wood is the one member of the Pistons who did. Just stating some facts.